Okay. Kodesh Hol Bobos. Page Tezayim. The paragraph starting with the word V'chevan. So he's talking about, as we said, he's talking about the intellectual approach he's taking to the Sefer, how some things can't be proven conclusively. So he says, V'chivan she'sifri zeb madoyu alokus. Since this Sefer is talking about, if you remember way, way back at the beginning of the Hagdama to the Chavis HaVodos, he split all knowledge into three areas. Knowledge of spiritual matters, scientific knowledge, and knowledge of mathematics and things like that. So he says, since I'm talking about knowledge of spiritual matters, Nishmarti bo, so I was careful. Minorayo shen al pichukei haigoyon. I didn't use proofs like that are more of a philosophical nature, that are more al pichukei haigoyon. I guess means of a philosophical nature. Hamadoy nachshori yisib was scientific proof. I stayed away from scientific proof and from deep philosophical ideas. But rather, the end of the sentence be, I use good old common sense. That'll be the end of the sentence. Tulasi b'shara rishon, but first he says that I made an exception in the first shahr, which talks about appreciation and knowledge of the oneness of Hashem, how Hashem exists and how he has won, and the nature of Hashem, we'll call it. Shepa'amim lo chatzani hatzorech l'chach, I was forced into it out of necessity, because of the subtleties that are involved in explaining the achdus of Hashem, you're dealing with something that by nature is a deep philosophical idea. So I had to delve into it in that way. I don't know if he's referring to scientific proofs. He just said he's not going to use scientific proofs, he's not going to use philosophical ideas. So when he says except for the Shahr Rishon, I assume he's talking about the philosophical ideas, not the scientific proof. Adarabba, he said in last week's learning that you really can't bring scientific proof about the existence of Hashem. And if someone wants to just be an action, a stubborn person, and say, but maybe not, but maybe not, but maybe not, so it's not in the nature of, you know, without Nebuah, you can't really point to Hashem and say, Zakeli van Veilu, you know, you can't. So he's talking about the philosophy aspects of it. Va'asisi rov ra'ayosai olav min advarim hamuskalim. In the next sentence he's going to go, remember he said everything, all knowledge of spiritual matters based on three pillars. Common sense is first, he puts it first, then psukim in the Torah, and then Torah Shabbal Peh. So you see it, and he always like weaves that into sentences of his. So in the next sentence, he weaves it in also. He says, "Vosisi rov ra'yosai olav." The rayos that I bring to what I say, I show it min advarim hamuskalim, from common sense. That's my first approach. I just show how things are the way I explain them, because it's only logical and rational that they be that way. The keiravtim b'mishalim kalim, and in case further explanation is needed, I use mishalim. A mashal is always, right, if a principle is somewhat difficult to grasp, so in the chokhmah of chokhmah, there's something called a mashal, that if you put a levush on it, that's more grub, that's more coarse, you have an idea that's adin, that's subtle. And you know, you think your audience is not hopping on the idea because they're not, their minds maybe are not able enough to capture a subtlety. So the beauty of a mashal is that it's malvish the kernel of the idea in a levush that's easier for a layman or a mind that's not as adin to grasp it. So when you want to explain a subtle idea, so you give a mashal. And the mashal, I don't know, like, for some reason, that's the beauty of the chokhmah of a mashal. Hashem made such a koach in the world. The mind is able to grasp the marshal, and through the marshal, you go, oh, now I understand. You're able to grasp the idea, which is just as subtle and just as adin as it was before the marshal, but that's the beauty of a marshal, that you put it in a labush, that a more coarse mind is able to grasp, like to latch onto it. It's a subtlety of like, it just goes over my head. But something that's in my experience, in my life experience, we've seen that the Chazal of others not only loves to give mishalim, but he loves to give mishalim he in particular uses are from everyday life. He could be talking about subtle ideas of elokus, of spirituality, and he'll give a mishal from how you act in everyday life with your friend. If your friend, you know, when he talks about bitachon, he tells you, why don't you think about what would have you have bitachon in another person? What would make you have bitachon in a person? And he brings it down to life's experience. Hakaras HaTov. How would you feel if someone did this and this to you? And that's how he brings, so he uses that particular type of marshal. But what he's saying now is that he uses common sense, and if the ideas are a bit too, if he's afraid they'll be a bit too adin, so he uses mishalim kalim, easy mishalim, asher ein sofek v'chonusim v'amitusim, mishalim that are very obviously true. Sometimes people use a mashal that the mashal is more complicated to understand than the thing they're trying to bring a mashal to. But he doesn't fall into that trap. And he says he makes sure that his mishalim are nice and simple. His machti lekach min hakosuv. After I explain it in common sense, I many times bring down psukim. He's telling you the structure of the sefer. I bring down psukim to what I'm saying. The sefer hanabim v'chasidim. The gam his machti lekach hamasores. And then the torah shabal peh, which is the third pillar of knowledge. Hamukubelas mikadmonenu v'hatzadikim. Now comes a semicolon after the word Bahat Tzadikim. And now the Chavis HaVodah says a startling thing. He says that he sometimes quotes from the Chachamim of the Goyim, of the Umas HaOlam. V'Hachachamim Shebechol Chug, the regular translation says the Feirish from every nation of the world, from the nations, Asher Higiyunu Koroseyem, that their words and what they said have reached us. And I felt it's kedai. If I felt that a chacham and umas ha'olam said a wise thing, so I quoted it in my sefer. He says I did it really to capture my audience. L'masha kivisi sheyerogu hanefashos. By him, I felt if that'll capture the minds of people, if that'll wake them up, if that'll help them to understand what I'm trying to say. V'yakshivu halavavos liyidiyosam. So what's wrong? I don't see anything wrong with that. If a philosopher says something that proves a point I make, and he says it in a particularly succinct, even though it has a T at the end?
Think, yeah.
Okay?
Think. No, you say
with a T.
It spells with a T at the end.
Yeah,
okay? I stand corrected. The Gombalitus are philosophim, the Musre Balei Aprishos, and even Musrim from the, I don't know if he means Christians, the ascetics, people that would be Koresh, Molam Azeh, monks, maybe, that would sit and not have any Hanor from Molam Azeh. If they are acting properly and they have a good piece of wisdom to impart, I see nothing wrong with putting it into my sefer. And he brings a raya from a pasuk from Chazal, Koromru Kadmonenu, Kosov Echadoimer brings on a Chazal, Kosov Echadoimer, that Yecheskel is yelling at the Yidden, Uchemish Tehagoyim Asher Sivosechem Asisem. You followed the Goyim, you acted like the Goyim. Because of that Omer, that he's screaming at them, Loas, he said. And you didn't do like the Goyim. Okay, Tzad. So he said, Yecheskel was giving Musa to the Yidden, Kimasukonim Shebahem Lo Asisem. What they did correctly and proper, you didn't follow. Kimukukolim Shebahem Asisem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamet Test. She says, you see clearly that they're anhogas by the Goyim that we could learn from, and we should emulate them and copy them. Omru, Koloim Edvar Chochma, Gemara Megillah, Koloim Edvar Chochma, Fidu Bumbus Olam, Dikra Chochma. So there's nothing wrong with bringing it down and quoting it. For Omru, okay, so that has to do with the Goyim. So he brought down two Gemaras that show that there's nothing wrong with bringing down even behavior of the Goyim when it's proper and good, and you could learn from it. Nothing wrong with bringing it down. And he kind of does that throughout the Sefer. Maybe there's some people here who are familiar with the Sefer somewhat already. He brings down stories, and he brings down sayings and parables, and he doesn't exactly say who it's from. So here in that Gomi Sefer, it might very well be from the Goyim. Nothing wrong. Now in the last three lines, he goes back to explaining why he uses Mishalim. And he says that's a very good pedagogical device to explain things. And he says, Chazal says, for Omru b'hishtamshus b'mishalim. But you shouldn't say the Mishalim are babies. Some people, they don't like Mishalim. They want you to explain it, bang it into someone's head. And you use a Mishal, like childish. So he's saying, don't say that. And to make things easy. Some people like that the audience should walk away not understanding what they say. It's a big kavod for them. It's no kavod. If you walk away saying, I understood the shir, I don't get any kavod out of that. You go away saying, I didn't understand the shir, I'm good. So Chazal says, no. Chazal said regarding using Mishalim, using stories and Mishalim to explain things and making difficult things easy, making them palatable for the listeners and easy to understand. So the Perisher, he brings down two Gemaras. Agmarei the Simonim, he taught him using Simonim, so that's a memory device. He wasn't talking about that meanwhile. But Asperei, and he explained it to him in the dummy language. He gave a mashal to explain so that he'd be able to grasp the concept and understand it. Gomer HaChochom, and he brings down from Shlomo HaMelech. What?
From Mishlei,
right? Lohavin mashal u'melitza, Dibre HaChochom v'chidosom. There's nothing wrong. Don't be embarrassed. The main thing is that your audience should understand what the ideas you're trying to impart. The biggest trap you can fall into is thinking that they shouldn't understand. You use every device, even if it's maybe child.